You're listening to a Chicks Talking Footy podcast on Joy 94.9. What's not to like about that?
I'm chatting today with a very special guest called Claire Mendez. She's the creator of a show that will be playing at Gasworks in Albert Park on Thursday, the 5th of March. The show is called The Best and Fairest Celebration, about inspiring moments and messages from women in sport. It's a celebration of International Women's Day. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Claire.
Hello, Fiona. How are you?
I'm well. Well, look, we always love it when footy and culture collide. Can you tell us a little bit about your show and what was your inspiration for creating it and putting it together?
Okay. Well, first of all, I love football and I love sport. However, only one of the participants on our show is a footballer, Courtney Ugel. The rest are completely inspiring women who in one way or another are changing the sporting landscape. And I wanted to create this show specifically with women like this. They're role models for other women, and in most cases they've overcome challenges, or they're still overcoming challenges and hurdles and obstacles to become the best and fairest. I really wanted to have women we could say, wow. There are a lot of women playing sport out there, and my hat's off to all of them. I can only play a couple of sports. So some of the women I have been talking to for this show are multi-talented. But I really wanted to put these women on a stage and explore their stories and hear from them in person what they have overcome, what their challenges are, and how we can take a lesson from that as audience members.
And we often hear that story too, that there's women involved in multiple sports and also sometimes, you know, only part-time athletes and holding down other jobs while they're trying to pursue a career in sport. What are some of the big challenges you think that women are facing in sport in particular at the moment?
Okay, apart from the pay issue, which I could spend a whole radio program talking about that. There are still a lot of gender issues, and there are still ideas about how much time women should devote to sport. We have a show coming up, a spin-off show from this. It's also called The Best and Fairest in July and August, and one of the participants on that show is Sinead Diver, who is a mother of two small children. She works, and she also runs marathons and is heading off to the Olympics.
Wow.
And one of the questions that have been posed to her for a while is, well, are you really sure you can do all of this? So I guess we have come a long way with the way we represent women in sport and the respect we give to them. But there is still an idea that, an expectation that women will do more than a sport. In many cases, the women I've been speaking to, including some of the ones in the celebration show on Thursday night, they're expected to do a lot. They're also involved in the community. Some of them are involved with family members. I'm not saying that a male sports person will not have these commitments and will not be extending himself in this way. There is a cultural expectation of what a female sports person is. And even those who are playing at a highly elite level, I think they're still, in many cases, not able to give the 100%. There are also issues, perhaps raising children or being involved in the raising of children and the education of children. I guess for me, when I was researching this show, I was quite surprised by some of the things I found out. Things I knew but had to be reinforced for me, such as the lesser media coverage that is given to even elite sportswomen. If you think about the AFL, for instance, great, we've got AFLW, but it is essentially a curtain raiser to the male season. These things are taking a long time to change. They are changing. And we are now seeing sportswomen on the front page of newspapers instead of on page 28.
Mm.
But it has taken a while. I think really the biggest issue is the pay issue.
Yeah, well, that would dramatically change everything, wouldn't it? And we have seen great ground taken with the Socceroos and the Matildas now on equal pay. But there's still a long way to go in a lot of sports. And there's a new women's newsletter called Siren that tracks how much media coverage it has, you know, is done for women's sport each week. And, you know, it's often around, you know, between 12 and 20% of the media coverage is for...
When you put it into figures like that, it's not just disappointing, it's quite startling. I think there's still an expectation that even amongst female spectators, for instance, AFL, who I know, are saying, well, yeah, I love the fact that we've got AFLW, but is it really going to be as good? Are these players really going to be as good as the male players I've been watching for years? There's that expectation within society, so we need to dramatically shift that.
Mm, which is a ridiculous expectation for part-time athletes and for athletes that haven't been professional for 130 years. But there was one, because we do love football, we noticed that Courtney Ugle, who is a player for the Essendon VFLW team, she sounds like an inspiring person. What connected you to her story?
Oh, my goodness. I had heard a little bit about Courtney. She's only 24 years old. I'd heard a bit about her very difficult upbringing with the tragic death of her mother a few years ago. I thought, how does someone come back from that? And so I started doing some research on her. She arrived at the Essendon Football Club, I think two weeks before the beginning of season 2018, the VFL club. That was their inaugural season as a women's club. She was brought over from Perth. She's a Noongar woman from Bunbury. And she'd overcome so much at that point, and she came over here. And within a year, she became the captain of the Essendon Football Club. She's a captain again for 2020. And sure, she seems to be a terrific player and highly committed to her role. She has said to me, Claire, you know, I actually have to skip training to do the best and fairest celebration show. I said, I'm so sorry. This was a big issue for her, but she wants to do the show. Not really talk about football, which is a feature of all the participants on the show. They're doing so much beyond their sport. Has a great involvement or number of involvements within the club. She's in a development role, is part of a group, a leadership group, who are bringing down from the Tiwi Islands some Tiwi players. She brings them down, and because she's an Indigenous woman herself, she knows the challenges of having to shift from perhaps a remote culture, or quite a different culture, and the other side of the country, to down to Melbourne, down to an urban lifestyle.
Wow.
So she helps them to settle into the role. That's one thing she does. Courtney, she is also a role model for young Indigenous women who perhaps are at risk of domestic violence. This is part of her upbringing, and in the true spirit of successful people, she is not lying down and taking that. Mm. She is using what has happened to her to catapult her through life, really. And you look at her and she's just extraordinary. She's not asking for sympathy. She wants to say, I have been affected myself by Indigenous violence, domestic violence with the Indigenous community. This is what I'm doing about it. So since 2016, she's been involved in a group called Young Love, which is an Indigenous community group, JIRA. It's for young women between the ages of 13 and 18. It allows them to come into a culturally safe space to talk about what is and what isn't a healthy relationship. That's one thing she does.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing. And wonderful. You can tell someone like that, in between all of this advocacy work she does and paving the way for Indigenous women to come into Essendon Football Club, she'll also be, her whole day is going to be actually helping other people using what's happened to her and her very tough childhood to say to people, look, you can do this, especially to young Indigenous women. So she's an absolute force at the club. And she's still very young. You do wonder with some of these women, sure, they're great footballers. Is that what they're going to do? Is football actually going to be enough for them? Or are they going to need to move into politics?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is football enough? So, I mean, with all the women on the celebration show, is sport enough.
So it's a show.
Because they're highly ambitious women.
So the show tells the story of these four women. Is there a discussion? Is it a panel discussion? How does the show actually work?
It's Q&A.
Q&A, okay.
With each of the women.
Wonderful.
Giving them quite a long time to talk about where they've come from and where they're going, and the things that with someone else might have stopped that person from going ahead. Might have been the thing that made them say, "Oh my God, this is just too tough." But for these women, they haven't done that. So I'll just, if I may, briefly talk about the women who are coming on the show.
Yes, absolutely.
Kelsey Brown is a footballer with the Collingwood Magpies, not the footy team.
Yeah, they've got a netball team.
They've got a netball team, yeah, they're diverse. And she is very well regarded at the club. Kelsey is a top player, and she had a terrible injury last year, an ACL, which is quite common with netballers playing on the hard court.
Yeah.
So she was having a terrific year, and then she had the injury, and then she has stuck by that club. She, after the injury, she came straight back onto the court, sat at the sidelines and cheered those girls on as they went on to win without her, which must be heartbreaking. And she has been signed up to the Collingwood Magpies netball team for another two seasons, which shows you the faith they have in her. But this is the question that we want to find out, is that, like, how does someone cope with injury?
Mm.
And is there anything? It's a very positive show, right? This is an inspiring show. We want to find out, how do these women overcome these things? So the question for Kelsey will be, is there anything good that can come out of an injury? I mean, what is she doing while rehabilitating her body?
Absolutely.
Because the injuries will not go away from sport. You know, it's like you go onto a battlefield, and you have to be ready for these things. Doesn't matter how good the body is.
Yes, and that's something that I think a lot of athletes have to deal with. And who are the other two women that you've got?
Okay. We also have an IFBB pro bikini bodybuilder. So IFBB, for those who don't know, it's the International Federation of Bodybuilding. And pro bikini means you wear a bikini as you go on stage to show your muscles. Within the IFBB, there are, I can't tell you how many categories there are for various muscle types and body types and sizes and weights. And Bridget Bailey McGlade is in the pro bikini category. And this was very interesting to me. I thought, oh, I'd like to find a bodybuilder to talk about the issue of what is an acceptable level of muscle for a woman to have in the eyes of society, because I think it's really interesting that women still... there's an expectation. You hear young girls talking about how much muscle they should or shouldn't have in order to look attractive.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it sounds like you've got some interesting people, certainly to talk with. And there was one friend of ours, I think, Hannah Mouncey, that was also...
Hannah Mouncey, yeah, we are just delighted to be getting Hannah Mouncey on the show. So Hannah Mouncey is a transgender sportswoman, and she is one of those people who is really multi-talented across a number of sporting arenas. She has played football most recently for the Darabin Falcons.
Yeah, she's a great friend of our show, actually. But unfortunately, she's just had relentless trolling when she was involved in football. So I'm glad she's found her career
correct.
In handball.
She was a highly successful handballer prior to transitioning, and she is still a successful handballer. So what we're talking to Hannah about is this... The concept of the trans woman in sport, it's horrifying. There are some, I guess you call them hate sites, really, which talk about, you know, it's really essentially saying trans women get out,
yeah.
You know, because you have unfair advantages. You know, a lot of sports women actually will have unfair advantages, if you want to call them that, in inverted commas, over other women. It's only trans women who really, they're put under the microscope and told, well, show us your testosterone levels.
Yeah.
We want to really check this out. And it's really, really horrible, really unfair. So we want to bring Hannah on and talk to her about what it's like and is the battle still going on? Because it's 2020 and we talk about, equality for trans women. And really, maybe in some arenas, maybe in some industries, is it really the case on the sporting field? Can a trans woman really feel like she's being accepted for herself, or is she under scrutiny the whole time? You know, when does it end? When does Hannah's battle end? And Hannah, of course, she's such a wonderful public advocate for other people who are facing discrimination, be it in the LGBTIQ community or refugees, asylum seekers. She tends to have a very strong voice and she likes to speak out, and we love that, and we want to ask her if there's anything else she'd like to speak out about, because people like Hannah, they really have an impact on those who are watching them and those who are listening to him. So I'm really looking forward to having her on the show.
Well, that's four amazing women in each of their own fields. So how do we get tickets to your show?
Okay, you can visit gasworks.org.au/event/the best and fairest celebration. You could also call Gasworks 8606-4244.
Wonderful. And Gasworks is such an amazing precinct, really, isn't it, for theatre and art and all of that sort of thing. We've been talking to Claire Mendez, creator of the Best and Fairest Celebration. Sounds like it's going to be an incredible panel discussion about different issues that women in their sporting fields are facing. Thank you so much, Claire, for coming on to Chicks Talking Footy.
It's been a pleasure, Fiona. Thank you.
Thank you.